Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. My name is Rachel Stevens, and it is time for our segment that we call Living Singles. It's a segment where we get a KEXP staff member to tell us what they're listening to so that we can sound really cool in front of our friends later. And today, I am so psyched to have social media manager Tia Ho here with us.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Excited to be talking about music, as always.
Yeah, totally. Where in the world are you joining us from?
I am currently in New York, where the frigid cold has started to take hold here.
Really?
So, yeah, if you hear some blaring sirens in the back, you know, just think of it as like ambient New York coming at you.
There you go. There you go. Maybe your song choices will reflect that, and it'll like,
honestly, yeah, could be. Could be. Only time will tell.
And I have to admit that this is the least prepared I've ever been coming into a Living Singles. Like, I have no idea what we're listening to today, and I'm actually really excited about that.
I love this.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Okay, cool. Well, which one do you want to start with?
Oh, man. Well, you know, let's start with the New York band that I have on here.
Alrighty.
It seems like a fitting choice considering the atmosphere. Spiral by Hella Mary is one of my Living Singles picks.
Oh, yay. Sweet. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's take a listen. There's no Wow, this sounds very, like, I feel like I say this about so many things, but, like, so reminiscent of, like, the days when I was going to clubs in Austin as an 18-year-old and just rocking out to, like, whatever local rock band would let me in. I feel
Hell
like
yeah.
I'm in the room with them.
Well, I love that, and I definitely need to be told more stories about that time in your life. But yeah, that's exactly what I love about Hello Mary as well. They're just like really gritty, raw, you know, like DIY rock coming out of the very young underground scene in New York, and it has just been pretty incredible to like watch their rapid rise over this last year.
Yeah, and you have like a special connection with Hello Mary. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I do, yeah. So earlier this year, I had the opportunity to do a video interview with them and also premiere one of their songs as well. And over the last couple months, they've officially signed to French Kiss Records. They just announced that they'll be releasing their first album signed to a label next year. So they've just been showered with praise from Sunflower Bean, Luna, Throwing Muses, all these other people. And clearly it's so well deserved, and they're just continuing to skyrocket, which is awesome to see.
Yay, that's awesome. And so what does this single, Spiral, mean for what's next for Hello Mary?
You know, it's just a great track that I think is indicative of the vibe, the aesthetic, and also just kind of like the catharsis that Hello Mary continues to accomplish with release after release. You know, it's like with many other Hello Mary tracks, it starts out with like Helena's really sparse guitar and her voice, and then all of a sudden Stella's drums like explode in the background, and then you have Michaela's bass just adding all this like depth and texture to the undercurrent of it. And I think the way that just for three people they build on each other,
wow.
And
yeah, I forgot,
yeah,
this
you know?
Is just a three-person band.
Yeah, it's a three-person band. I think they're all under 21, 22 as well.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's just incredible to hear a sound like this that's, you know, very much reminiscent of maybe like Rachel 18-year-old days in Austin, but, you know, also kind of like recontextualizing that vintage pastiche for a modern context,
totally.
Which is just really exciting to me.
Yeah, I love that I can pick up on that feeling of a place in life just from their music. Like, that is something really special that not many bands can capture.
Absolutely, yeah. They really bring that like live energy to their studio recordings. But if you ever do get a chance to see them live, absolutely worth it as well. So.
Very cool. Well, sweet. Well, what do you want to show us next?
Let's go with Kiss City. By Blonde Shell.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. Let's take a listen.
Kiss City. Just look me in the eye when I'm about to finish. Kiss City. I think my kink is when you tell me that you think I'm pretty.
Wow. I like don't have anything to compare this to, it feels like.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blonde Shell is one of my favorite new artists for exactly that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something obviously very familiar about the elements of the songs that she produces, but it's just, I don't know. It's just this like refreshingly original take on love, I think. And also, her use of instrumentation too is just so lush. And then later on in the track too, like the whole thing explodes into this kind of like fuzzed out, like moment of catharsis, which is awesome too. She plays around in a way with like rock elements that, just makes her sound really unique. I love it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And we've been spinning this a little bit on KEXP, namely Atticus and Greta Rose, which I feel like tells you a lot about this artist in like the
best way. Truly. Wow, I am clearly in good company then.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, this song is it's awesome. I just obviously like, you know, love is one of the most interesting and frustrating topics in life, and of course, therefore, in music as well. And I don't know, her treatment of it, I think, in the way that she studies it and what you come away from her music with is kind of like the ugly side of love, if that makes sense. You know, it's like, it's the desperation, the concessions, the doubt, the jealousy, like all of that. But in a way, the very real take makes it even somehow more romantic to me. And yeah, I don't know. I think she, like when she says, I'm adjacent to a lot of love. I think that is like, right, exactly. It's like, sometimes that's what we accept.
Yeah.
But I think that she has this, like, again, this like really beautiful treatment of that, like very honest, perspective, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Oh, I love it. I'm a new fan.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
and she is, she will hopefully start touring soon. I cannot.
KEXP.
K-E-X-P. I know, seriously. Get her in the studio, partisan. Yes.
Sweet. All right. Well, two really beautiful songs in different ways, feels like to me. What do you want to end with?
I'm going to end with Marmalade by Julian Chong, which is, kind of like, I feel like the first two were sort of flirting with it, like the grunge pop sort of thing. And this is a total departure. So,
yeah. I was going to say, the DJ who's played this artist the most, Sean. And I feel like Sean would not have played, I don't know. I don't want to say would not have played the other two albums. I just wouldn't have, or other two songs. I just wouldn't have associated.
Totally. Well, clearly what this tells you is that my music taste is all
over the board. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Okay, sweet. Let's take a listen to this. So vibey.
Such a vibe, right?
Yeah, such a vibe.
And sometimes that's what you need. You need a vibe album.
Oh, 100%. I can't listen to anything but vibes for during some times.
No, I completely agree. I am a vibe enthusiast, some could say. And clearly so is Julian Chong. So.
Yeah. Tell me about Julian Chong. What do we know?
You know, that's kind of one of the reasons that I keep coming back to his music. There's not a lot to be found about Julian Chong. I just discovered that he's currently finishing up a degree at Princeton. And I think he's from Baltimore, but that's all I know. He's just been sort of quietly releasing really consistently vibey, good music for like the last couple years.
Yeah, well, I'm into this.
The intrigue is great, right? The mystique. Yeah.
I do feel like you've taken us all over the country a little bit because, as I've been known to quote, and I think I even quoted this in your first Living Singles, this song feels like I'm driving down the California coast.
Absolutely. I knew you were going to say that.
It's called my one lie.
I mean, find the lie, you know? Like, you're not wrong.
No,
you're not wrong at all. It's like when you're listening to his music, that sun streak reverb drench of the guitar is just like, oh, it's like you can touch, you can feel the sun on your skin, you know?
Yeah. Need it.
Totally. There's like a convertible. There's
the convertible.
You know, a lot of salty air, things of that nature. Yeah.
Yes. Taste it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, sweet. Well, I love that we're going out on some sunshine in this, maybe cold in New York, maybe cold in Seattle, maybe cold wherever you're listening. But I love going out on this sunshiny song. So thanks, Tia.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for letting me gush about some music that I'm obsessed with right now.
Oh my gosh. Pleasure's all mine and our listeners and the friends that we're going to look good in front of.
Absolutely. We do it for the bragging rights, you know.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Tia, for being here and just for being so awesome.
Thanks. You too, Rachel.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was our episode of Sound and Vision for this podcast. Hey, if you like Living Singles, I really think that you'll like the whole show, Sound and Vision, that we air every Saturday morning on KEXP from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can also find it online, kexp.org. Thanks so much to everyone who helped put this podcast episode together. Thank you, Tia Ho. My name is Rachel Stevens, and this is Julian Chang with the song Marmalade.